on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And a reminder that this hour of Live and Local brought to you by my friends at Inspire Solar Solutions, Thad Alger and all the great men and women of Inspire Solar Solutions. Find out how you can immediately save 10 to 20% on your NV energy bill. And that's from right now. Make sure you make the call. Thad Alger standing by the phones right now at 702-518-9646. That number again, 702-518-9646. New polling is out on what matters to Americans. Is it Roe v. Wade or is it the economy? Let's check in with gentleman Jim Dallas. Good morning, Jim. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Kevin. This is something 87% say that they are concerned about inflation. That includes everybody. That's Republicans, Democrats, Independents. Across the board, they say that inflation is number one on their list. And then if you go down the list, crime is number two. They say 51.
Not Roe v. Wade?
It's not Roe. Roe versus Wade is not number two, and it's not number three. Illegal immigration is the third biggest issue on voters' minds. And finally, we get to the fourth issue. Yes, abortion rights, 42% are very concerned about this. And again, this is in the Rasmussen report. And I think Rasmussen is probably one of the most accurate of all the ones because, you know, they tend to oversample some of these polls, maybe an NBC or something like that. They oversample Democrats all the time. But Rasmussen, I think, does a pretty good job. Climate change is on here. It's number five, according to this list.
Number five?
Well, this is on the top issues. Inflation, crime, illegal immigration, the big three. And then bringing up the rear, abortion rights, climate change, and COVID.
Wow. Wow. We'll keep track of that. It tells me, and it should tell people like Mayor John Lee and the other 16, the other 15 gubernatorial candidates, it ought to tell them what's important. I mean, listen to the people. Let the people guide you. So, you know, and there are a lot of tough issues. A lot of tough issues facing our state.
Yeah, when people cannot get formula for their baby, babies are starving. In the United States of America, under Joe Biden's leadership and the Democrats. So I think a lot of people are going to be remembering that and forgetting about abortion, which is all the mainstream media wants you to think about now.
And it's all that the Democrats want you to think about. Unfortunately, that's not what the American people has front of mind. Coming up on the program, David Bossie. Remember him? He helped lead, along with Corey Lewandowski, the drive to elect Donald J. Trump is the 45th president of the United States. David Bossie is now the president of Citizens United. He's a former Trump campaign advisor, and he's the producer of a new documentary called Rigged. Oh, this is great stuff. We'll get a chance to visit with David Bossie. He's been very, very active. I've seen, I think, two op-ed pieces just in the last week or so. David Bossie will join us coming up at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us. Lots more to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, at 12:30, as we check out our traffic cams right now, there is a new incident we haven't talked about yet. Interstate 15 southbound at Lake Mead. The left lane is blocked in that collision. Moderate flows otherwise on Interstate 15 as you work your way through the resort corridor, southbound at Flamingo, northbound 15 at Hacienda. You know, those lane restrictions on Interstate 515 are in effect through the remainder of the year. And that's both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue. Only one lane is available after 11 p.m., and there's some overnight road work on 15 northbound. That, too, is at Tropical Parkway. The off-ramp is closed at 11.
Famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
The Pirates beat the Dodgers 5-3 on Wednesday. Daniel Vogelbach with a go-ahead homer in the seventh. The NL West leaders managed just five hits. Edwin Rios with a three-run double in the seventh for LA. In 10 innings, the Rays beat the Angels 4-2. Tampa snapped a three-game skid. The game was a 1-0 duel until the eighth, with Shane McClanahan battling Shohei Ohtani. The Angels' two-way star gave up two hits and two walks over six innings. He struck out five and walked two at the plate. Ohtani 1-for-4. NHL playoffs tonight. Kings and Oilers in Los Angeles. LA up 3-2 in the best of seven. An Oilers win forces game seven. That would be this Saturday in Edmonton. The NFL schedule will be released tonight, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific. NBA playoffs Wednesday. The Grizzlies staved off elimination at home with a 134-95 win over Golden State. The Warriors up 3-2 in the series. Game six tomorrow night in San Francisco.
I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Research shows listeners don't like it when ads interrupt their music. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance, we made this ad optional. If you want to skip this ad, remove your left earphone. Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
If you're missing this informative ad, you must love wasting your cash.
It's the easy and smart way to save.
Now it's all that's said, so if that earphone was out, put it back in your head.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Progressive presents today's to-do list for your dog.
Check front door. Check window. Check other window. Rest chin on ground. Look into distance. Bark for no reason. Check front door. Check window. Check other window.
Your pet has a very busy schedule, so it's up to you to make sure they're protected. That's why Progressive Car Insurance covers your pets for up to $1,000 if they're ever in a car accident with you.
Chase shiny ball. Lose shiny ball. Find shiny ball. Eat shiny ball.
Get coverage for your pets with anti-auto policy from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate. Not a politician, a successful entrepreneur. Not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is, while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit NoraForNV.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Last time I checked, former President Donald J. Trump is 55-0 on endorsements in the primaries. That number, of course, can change weekly, but for now it looks like he is the undisputed champion of endorsements when it comes to the midterm elections. David Bossie is the president of Citizens United. He's a former Trump campaign advisor. He helped engineer the 2016 win, and he's also the producer of a new documentary film called Rigged. We'll talk about the expose on Mark Zuckerberg. David, it's been a while. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
I'm curious, the expose on Mark Zuckerberg. First of all, explain what Rigged is and what you expose in this film, which is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity. Our film, Rigged, is a film that I, for the last 18 months, just like a lot of Americans, have been thirsty for the facts and evidence that match up with President Trump's accusation, if you will, that the election was rigged and stolen before Election Day, and that he never had a chance. And what we have done in my motivation to find evidence to do that, we uncovered it. And this film is it lays out exactly what Mark Zuckerberg did. He spent $400 million of his own money, $400 million in about the last 4 months of the election cycle, totally off the books. Nobody knew it. Nobody saw it coming. And he did it under the guise of COVID. We need to have safe elections. And look at this great guy, Mark Zuckerberg. He's going to come in here and save us. Well, guess what? The money was managed by David Plouffe, the chief strategist for the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative. And David Plouffe was Barack Obama's campaign manager. And they ran the money through organizations like the Center for Tech and Civic Life, which is run by other Obama acolytes and these hardcore leftists who scientifically, using data and data modeling, figured out where this money needed to go to help Joe Biden. And if you don't think $400 million is a lot of money, which it is, of course, everybody thinks it is, but the DNC, the Democrat National Committee, spent $460 for their TV ads and their digital operation and their offices and their staff in a two-year presidential election cycle. Just to put it in perspective, $460 in 2 years by the DNC, $400 million just as a get-out-the-vote effort in the last 4 months to just help Joe Biden.
Let me just ask you, where was the FEC? I mean, the folks at in the government that are supposed to, you know, corral all of this wild, crazy money.
Yeah, well, that's the interesting part. So the way the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative operated was it gave the $400 million to one of these two organizations, but one of them was the Center for Tech and Civic Life. That organization is a 501c3, a nonpartisan nonprofit organization that doesn't report to the FEC because it's not supposed to take part in any kind of election operations or electioneering. And they didn't. In my mind, they dealt with election, with early voting, with drop boxes, with hiring employees, but they did it to help Joe Biden. You see what I'm saying? So it wasn't for TV commercials, but it was for equally important things. And so there was no requirement, no disclosure of any of this money until the Center for Tech and Civic Life, one of these groups, filed their 990s, which is their tax returns for the year 2020. And they only filed them in January of this year, just 3 or 4 months ago, at the end of January. So our team went through them and uncovered what they did. And that's the only reason that we're able to even piece it together. And by the way, Mark Zuckerberg, about a week after this movie came out, Rigged, he announced, I am no longer going to finance election operations anymore, because he got caught. And now, do I trust him? And do I believe that other left-wing billionaires could do this, could, you know, fill his shoes? Certainly. But we beat one guy and we called him out, and sunlight is, as your grandmother used to say, the best disinfectant. And that is really still true today. So we're highly focused on making sure the American people understand that there is evidence and there are facts that support President Trump's allegation that the election was rigged before Election Day. And you watch this film and you cannot come away from it without the understanding that Mark Zuckerberg's $400 million put his thumb on the scale for Joe Biden long before Election Day even happened. And that's why we call the film Rigged. Folks can go to rigged2020.com. You can watch the trailer. You can stream the film right from there on any device anywhere around the world, for that matter. And it's interesting. You see the power of Facebook because it's a worldwide company. People in over 60 nations around the world have streamed our film Rigged. So it's pretty exciting to see how successful the film has been around the world.
And you don't have to worry about trying to book it into theaters around the country. People can do it right in their own living room.
Absolutely. And again,
David Bossy joining us, the president of Citizens United, a former Trump campaign advisor, and, of course, the producer of this new documentary, Rigged. I want to ask you, the former president, Donald J. Trump, who you know very well and you communicate with on a regular basis, last time I checked, he's like 55-0 in endorsements. What do you make of this? And people, you know, on the left have tried to poo-poo and say, oh, no, these are in red states, and, you know, this is not a big surprise. What about it?
Well, his endorsement is the most powerful endorsement in political history. There's been no one whose endorsement is more sought after and more important to have in a Republican primary. So you could be in the rubiest red of states, and having his endorsement is key. Just last week in Ohio, J.D. Vance, before he received Donald Trump's endorsement, was at about 6% and had been at about 6% for a year that he'd been in the race. And from the time he endorsed, about 2 weeks later, the primary happened, and he was at, I believe, at 32 or 33% and won it pretty handily. So his endorsement is the gold standard. People can, you know, try to poo-poo it, but I got to tell you, it's vitally important. I believe Adam Laxalt in your state has the president's endorsement, and this president is active in trying to get America First candidates, you know, who support his policies, and somebody who is going to go to the United States Senate, go to Congress, go to the governor's mansion, and put America first. And that's what President Trump wants to see. He wants to see, you know, people who are patriots, who want to do the right thing for the right reason. And that's why he gets involved in a lot of these races.
David, I saw one of your op-eds on FoxNews.com about Hunter Biden and how the White House can run, but it can't hide much longer. Are we getting to the end of this investigation?
No, I think we're just really in the beginning phases. Look, you know, and it's really interesting, and it's a parallel to our film in the sense that the mainstream media controls the narrative on everything in America, right? They want to tell you what you're supposed to know and not tell you what they don't want you to know. And the Hunter Biden laptop story is a perfect example. They, 2 years ago, decided that the Hunter Biden laptop story was not something the American people needed to know about, and they suppressed those stories. They took the New York Post, who broke the story, you know, off of all, you know, platforms, right? Off of Twitter and Facebook and all this. All of them did it in conjunction, and the mainstream media poo-pooed it and didn't even talk about it. And now 2 years later, every American is told, oh, wait, oops, it is a real story and it is a big deal. Well, guess what? That's called election interference, folks. That's the mainstream media helping Joe Biden beat Donald Trump because they hated President Trump more than they love this country, and they influence the outcome by not putting the story out there. And it's the same thing with this Zuckerberg story. They don't want to cover this story. Why don't they want to cover the story about whether it's our film or the election integrity issues? Because they have claimed to the American people that our election was the safest, most secure in American history in our lifetime. Guess what? The American people know it wasn't. And when they talk about Zuckerberg and putting his thumb on the scale and telling the American people about Rigged, or even just the basis of Rigged, the American people say, wait a minute, maybe the president was telling the truth. Maybe the big lie isn't that the election was rigged, but that the mainstream media continues to lie to us about it. That's the problem we're in today.
In a final minute, what is to prevent another mega-rich Democrat lib with $400 million waiting in the wings to take the place of Mark Zuckerberg in the next election?
Yeah, and we cover this in the film. And again, I hope people will go to Rig 2020 and watch it. But here's what matters. In the last year, over 20 states now have passed legislation to outlaw private funding of elections. And 15 of those states it may be 16 now, but 15 of those states, their governors have signed it into law, and five of those, North Carolina, Louisiana, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, have all, their five Democrat governors have vetoed that legislation. And you have to wonder why, and we believe it's because they want to be able to do it again. And they vetoed private funding because they want to take that money. And so now it's down to those five states plus some others. We need to hyper-focus on those states to make sure that the secretaries of state and those county election offices are not taking that money. And if they are taking money, we learn about it early on. That's a big difference. We didn't know this until literally 15 months after the election that it happened.
That's incredible. It's incredible.
If
folks want to reach out to you, David, if they want to find out what you're writing about, and you're always writing about something, where can they find your stuff?
You know, they can find me at David_Bossy on Getter and on Twitter. On Truth Social, I'm Dave Bossy, all one word, D-A-V-E, Dave Bossy. And so, and you can do that. You can go to rig2020.com, watch the film. I'm going to be in Las Vegas next week screening the film both Friday and Saturday night for different groups. The Republican Party, State Party of Nevada, is hosting me for Saturday evening's premiere. We have an election integrity conference there on Friday and Saturday that I'll be participating in. So people can look us up and come find us at either of those events as well to come see us in person.
David, I look forward to seeing you when you get to town. Thanks so much, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
There you have it. David Bossy, the president of Citizens United and a former Trump campaign advisor. And the new film, I can't wait to see it. I have not yet seen it. Hopefully I'll get a chance to screen it this weekend. Rigged. And it's an incredible story. And the dumb thing is, it's true. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. I've always been your conservative choice on the Las Vegas City Council. Whether during my time on the council or in the state legislature, I've always been a proven fighter for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220, or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's REPAIRSMITH.com, code QUOTE. Repairsmith.com, code QUOTE.
In Vegas, it takes more than luck to fight crime. I'm Kevin McMahill, and I'm running for sheriff. I've spent 30 years working to keep this town safe, rising through the ranks at Metro. I care about people. I believe addressing the root causes of crime like addiction, mental health, and homelessness is vital. I believe taking care of our officers' mental and physical well-being means they will take better care of us. I'm endorsed by our police and firefighters because they know I'm a battle-tested leader. And with your vote, I'll reduce crime as sheriff.
Paid for by the committee to elect Kevin McMahill.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you in part by New Hope Tax Defense. If you've gotten that dreaded registered letter from the IRS stating that you owe the government tens of thousands of dollars in back taxes, all of us have done that over the course of the years, call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Make that call right now. One of the things that I thought was fascinating, David Bossy and his film Rigged, it exposes Mark Zuckerberg for his role. If you believe this, he spent $400 million of his own money. Yeah, funding Dropbox operations across the country during the 2020 elections. Who says that the fix wasn't in? Who says that this election wasn't rigged, as the former president likes to talk about? It's referred to by people on the left as the big lie. I can't wait to see the film and see for myself. But it's called Rigged, and just Google it, and you'll be able to stream it at home, or you can go to one of the premieres here in Las Vegas over the course of the next couple of weeks. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Career politician Adam Laxalt likes to talk about how he's fighting election fraud. He says non-citizen voting's been a problem since 2008. Okay, but you know who was attorney general for four of those years? Adam Laxalt. For 4 years, he passed up the chance to fight for reform. He was even told that the DMV was registering illegal voters, but he looked the other way and did nothing. Then in 2020, Donald Trump asked Adam Laxalt to file challenges to non-citizen voting, but Adam Laxalt failed again. He admits he filed the lawsuits too late, weeks after the official deadline to challenge illegal votes. As the former attorney general, shouldn't Adam Laxalt have known better? But instead of taking responsibility, he blames the Trump campaign. But who was the chair of the Trump campaign? Adam Laxalt, typical career politician. No accountability, no results. It's time for fighters. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada, the battle-born fighter we need.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and